Priya, or all of them, maybe even Triarco 101, get it in here somewhere. But, you know, I'm sometimes commenting on and trying to follow what's going on in the world today, because it's pretty messy out there and can go this direction or that direction, which is probably good for us grassroots to have some idea in which direction it is actually going. So we need some facts and reality, and I just recommended Alexander Mercurius and so on. And then some came in there in the comment threads and started saying that someone that I don't think you can avoid nuclear war, and why should we even try to avoid nuclear war? Some guy probably thought this is an incarnation of Goddess Kali to kill the demons. But I say it differently. Yes, there was the Kurukshetra war, right, back then in the Mahabharata of India, this grand epic story there about mankind. And so, yeah, why not another one? But I think that there is maybe a higher guidance involved here. And if you are a member of the Gaudiya Vaishnava tradition, you should be able to suspect what I mean, whom I mean. Because it said, for instance, that Krishna appeared when he spoke the Bhagavad Gita to kill all the demons. But Lord Chaitanya appeared to kill the demoniac mentality within each and every one of us. And yes, we used to talk a lot about that in lectures and so on, because we found it quite remarkable. And when you think about it, wouldn't that be nicer if, rather than looking at each other, pointing fingers, saying, you're a demon, I'm a good one, I'm going to kill you and the world will be a better place, because we have the only true religion, the only true God, or ideology, or whatever. So yeah, seriously, I'm an optimist, but a realist as well. That's why I am really trying to look at facts and the actual reality here on Earth. So I'm not one of those star-eyed peace and love and flowers romantics from the 60s. I grew up in the 70s, which was about politics, not flowers. Well, because we have this fantastic, wonderful media where we can spread facts. And those who are smart, they have them, such as I think that this Alexander Mercurius is one example of, when it comes to global politics and all that. They can share, and if we then just, well, if you have something, some good and true facts, which not just by wishful thinking, but by actual realistic influential power, can do something good, then publish it. And if you hear or read or see something of that kind, yeah, this is the upward spiral. Share it, like it, subscribe, all those things. And as I often say, we can flood the internet with actual truth, because there is, you see, truth. We're not, you know, I know this nihilistic people are everywhere who tell you, oh, there is no truth or false, it's everything is just relative or whatever. But there are facts. And we have the chance here now to share the truth and facts and good information that we can use to make our lives better and to make peace on earth. And as I often say, it's not just about those big, powerful kings and leaders up there. Well, at the time of the Kurukshetra War, who were fighting? The soldiers, they were, it was their job and pride and profession. So yeah, if those leaders want to fight with each other, let them go, do that. But somewhere else, so they don't disturb us. And if they start fighting in our towns and homes, cities, and if they just go completely nuts and start throwing these hellfire bombs, then, you know, we have to say stop. But we should remember that they can't do war today without us. Because they don't know how to fight themselves. They know how to sit in their mansions and drink their little drinks and watch their TV screens when their military teams are slugging out the fights over there and killing a lot of people on the other side of the planet. I think that's pretty much the reality of it. And then we are sitting here and looking at our screens. Today they are telling us that this is the evil side and they are the good side. Oh, yeah. And the next day, it was someone else instead. Because the propaganda powers also, of course, became much stronger. This is like a paradise for propagandists. Which means we have to wake up a little and learn. You can really fall for that illusion. Let me talk something like that.